Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. What's up, L'Oreal?
Hey, I'm in the building. Yes.
You already know when you hear the ding, 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 that means it's a queen, queen, queen. Hey. It is going all the way down. It's still our anniversary. Super That's excited right. this week. Now, not everybody is excited this week, though, because Mama Tina, Beyonce's mama, oh, she has something to say when she defended Jay-Z. And have you checked out Netflix, The Tinder Swindler? It has the internet in shock. And gospel singer Kira Sheard sends guests to a hotel to keep them away from her man. Okay, girl.
I ain't mad at her. And also, it's Black History Month, and we rank our favorite Black movies because those are the best movies, of course. And, you know, it goes down like it does every week in my DMs, and we're going to unpack that.
And for our final question to undress, this happened.
I can't understand how you think you can do that, and that would make sense. And then you're going to punish the child. But I'm not agreeing. I think I would be like, get out of my damn face. It's going down.
Oh,
tell all your homegirls and homeboys to make sure you hear how we undress this mess on the Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you by our favorite, and that's Macy's.
And speaking of Macy's, shout out to Macy's and their representation right now during this beautiful month of February, because it is still Black History Month.
Yes, it is.
And since signing the 15% pledge in 2020, Macy's has tripled the number of Black owned brands that they carry. They are committed to using their purchasing power to represent and to benefit the Black community. Macy's is celebrating Black creators, Black visionaries who are building a legacy and influence the culture and style.
Finally, listen, somebody that does what they say they was going to do. You get what I'm saying?
2 years into this pledge, L'Oreal, because the pledge happened back in 2020 and it's still going down. You can join in and support Black history and Black brilliance by stopping by Black owned brands. You can shop them right at Macy's.
That's right.
You can help fund scholarships for students at HBCUs, also known as Historical Black Colleges and Universities, which I am an alumni of.
Okay,
yes, and you can donate online. Go ahead and round that dollar up. Just a couple more cents to your store for the UNCF. That's the United Negro College Fund. It's super easy. If you want to know more about it, go to Macy's.com/honors.
And you already know it's my honor to present y'all with our anniversary giveaway.
Let's make some money.
We like Oprah out here. You get some stuff. Well, really only one person this time, because it's our 1 year anniversary. And for the month of February, we are giving just one. That's one. So not everybody. One lucky loyal listener, $1,000 Macy's shopping spree.
That's a lot of money, L'Oreal.
That's a whole lot of money in this mother.
Hey. And
all you have to do is head to theundressingroompod.com and click on giveaway. And then you put in the keyword, and that is dynamic, just like my good sis Eva, because she's dynamic.
That's you, sis. We have been called the dynamic duo.
I've heard that before. That's what I heard they say. They say that.
They say that. Let's go ahead and slide up in what happened this week, because when Tina knows, when Beyonce's mama is on the top of what's going on, you already know it's going to be juicy. It's going to have to do with Jay-Z or Beyonce or Solange.
Or Kelly. She don't play about her Kelly neither.
She don't play about Kelly neither. That's all facts. Now, Mama Tina was recently on CBS's Mornings with Gail King discussing the upcoming doc that she's the executive producer of, Profiled, The Black Man. So the documentary spotlights Black men and stereotypes and discrimination. She recalled a conversation that she had with an older white woman on an airplane, and they asked her, oh, your son is a gangster rapper, right?
Yes, and he'll shoot you.
How did you let him marry your daughter? Well, Mama Tina clapped back like only the Creole can and said, no, actually, my son is a CEO. But she wasn't mad at her since the media portrays people in this fashion. She said, I sat there and I thought about how the media portrays Black men and how that is typical of the things that they would focus on, the negatives.
They try to portray us
in these dangerous ways. Our men are so dangerous. They're uneducated. They're gangster rappers. That's all she could come up with. But that's what she's been seeing on TV and in the media. That's how we are portrayed, unfortunately. So Tina goes on to say she wasn't mad at sis for saying that, because what else is she supposed to say? Because she doesn't know. Now, can you say that you have been a witness to Black male friends being wrongly profiled, be it in the car or just walking into a space, going into a restaurant, and people assuming that they are a certain thing because of stereotypes?
I have definitely seen my Black male friends get wrongly profiled, but I'm tired of us making excuses for grownups and people that know better. Instead of being like, oh, the media portrays that. Well, movies portray white people as slave owners, but that doesn't mean every time I come outside the house, I gotta be like, isn't that Massa that's over there? Like,
it is slave owners, though.
Yeah, I mean, I know that's right. But, you know, at the end of the day, nobody is the same anything. No one group of people is the same anything. So that's ignorant. And I do think us making excuses for people being like, oh, it's the media. And I get the media does play a part, but you need to have your own common sense and know that all Black people are not that way. Just like she's seen that Jay-Z is a gangster rapper, she's also seen how he's a part of the NFL, how he's a part of...
But she don't know that.
She probably does, because I've seen that on the news. You choose to pay attention to the negative.
You know what, Lo? Just like you just said, it's common sense. My mama taught me common sense ain't common. So what I would do, you know, in a situation, it's like, duh, it's a given. Other people don't. And you would be surprised. They think we look the same. They think that one rapper is the other rapper because they're both Black and have locks. Like, yeah, they do generalize us.
That makes them ignorant. And that's just is what it is. There's nothing that you can put in the media that's going to get them to change from that, because that's what their mind is wrapped around. That's what they choose to do, is pick out the negative. And I will say, being profiled, it's not just Black men. Let me tell you what just happened to me over the weekend. What? I was sitting at Mastro's, and we know that that's not a cheap restaurant. I'm sitting at the bar with two of my other friends. We're dressed nice, heels, everything, whatever.
Which one were you at?
The one on the penthouse.
The Cannon one, on Beverly Hills. That's the piano bar. That's where all the girls hang out at to get chosen. You do know that, right?
So look, now I'm about to tell you what happened. Now we're sitting at the bar. I went to meet my friends. They were already there. I didn't know that, but whatever. They were already there. So I came, and as I'm sitting there, you'll never believe this, but the lady next to me, at first she was trying to speak to me. She was like, oh, you finally came. They were saving a seat for you, blah, blah, blah. So me, I'm not really friendly when it comes to like things like that. And I don't like when people talk to me by my food. So I just was like, you know me, like I kind of brushed her off. I'm not going to lie. I was just like, and I turned my back towards her. And like towards my friends. Make a long story short, we're sitting there eating. I got my chocolate martini, and I just feel something splatter on my arm and my hand, and kind of like get like by my drink and my food and stuff. So I'm like, so I just stop like that. And the lady is like holding her mouth. So I'm like, did she just throw up and like it splattered on? Like,
no.
Listen, so I'm not really sure exactly what happened, but stuff was flying out her mouth one way or another. Ooh. And it got exactly disgusting, right? Now it's her and her two friends. These are white women. So now I'm completely disgusted. I'm sitting there with my arm and then I'm pushing everything away from me because there's no way I'm going to eat anything with her food residue. And she turned towards me. She starts apologizing, right? I'm so sorry. I just had throat surgery. Mind you, she got a whole dry martini in front of her. Yeah, she has a dry martini, crab claws, and everything. And she's like, I just had throat surgery. But she's looking like she just finished throwing up. So I don't know if she threw up, whatever the case. So look how it escalates. I tell the waitress, there's no way that I'm drinking this. I'm going to go to the bathroom and rinse off, and you need to switch my drink. She switches the drink out, but now it smells. So I'm like, did this woman just throw up in a napkin? Okay, let me just make this story short, because I know it's a short podcast. So anyway, My friend ends up telling the manager. They come by and they're looking down to see if she threw up on the floor. Eva, I don't know how I didn't go to jail. Her friend next to her, the one next to her, so she's not next to me. She goes, excuse me. She goes, look at her throat. She just got throat surgery. I don't know if you're looking for a free meal. To me, I don't know if you're looking for a free meal or what you're doing, but I said,
I'm looking to not get thrown up on, lady.
Yeah, so I started with that, but then I turned around like, who do you think you're talking to? I said, first of all, look at everything you got on is cheap. Your wig, you're ugly. She goes, these girls from Compton are...
Oh, my God.
I don't know when these white women got so bold, and it doesn't have nothing to do with media. Because sometimes, right. You get what I'm saying? This is just right. What you thought you could come out your face and say. And sometimes they try to see what they could get away with. So they wanted to see if they could disrespect Miss Tina Knowles, Beyonce's mom, to her face. And she would be too stupid enough to have a response. That's what they thought. That's what
they
really
got the
thought.
Wrong mama. I know that.
The
they
wrong
got the
mama.
Wrong
that's for sure.
Mama, because Tina's not the one.
That's
but speaking
sure.
of media, have you seen this new show, Lo, called The Tinder Swindler on Netflix?
Not only did I see it, but I am the promoter for it right now, girl. So initially, when I started watching this show on Netflix, it was because everybody was talking about it. I seen it was trending. And I was like, not another one of these. You know what I mean? Because we've seen stuff that's similar. And we're like, we don't want to see this anymore. Girl,
this ain't no regular catfish, though.
Yeah, it started out a little, I'm not going to lie. In the beginning, I was like falling asleep. When I got past that 20-minute mark, oh, I was sitting up in my seat, child. Now, there's a con man. His name is Simon. How you said his name? Levy?
Levy.
Levy. Anyway, he con women out of...
His name is Simon. Watch out for him. He a white man. He wear glasses. He well-groomed.
Simon changes his last name all the time. So it could be Simon Thomas, Simon Jones, Simon... We don't know which Simon he is right now. But we do know that he got $10 million out of women that he met on Tinder, mostly in Europe. Now, he would love bomb them and be all in, immediately introducing them to a wealthy lifestyle. For example, with one woman, he had her on a private jet on the first date. They flew somewhere else and they had dinner. His baby mom was there. So it all looked legit. He had the security, the baby, the just everything. They ate at the nicest restaurant. They did it big with the bottles, boats, everything you could think of.
And she was a serial dater too. So it made it bad because she was just looking for a good date.
That's it. And she found it.
Yeah, she checked all the boxes. Okay,
He gave her an amazing date, lavish experiences. And then one day, out of nowhere, he'll just start asking for money. But because you think this guy is rich, you've seen him with a ton of money, you've seen him do so much, you're like, there's no way he can have all these cars, all this stuff, and he could be broke. You know, something happened to his account, sure, I'll send him. And what it was at this point, he became these women's boyfriends. So now,
right. So it's not just giving money, that's your man.
Yeah, he said that something is going on with his account or he was being threatened or whatever because he spent so much money, these women would take out loans to help him out. They didn't even have the money.
But don't forget, so he's posing as the nephew to the sheik. Okay, so he's posing as a family member to
That's
royalty.
Right.
So the idea of like threats and
a diamond. What was the guy? He said his father was a diamond heir or whatever,
yes,
too.
Yes, right? A diamond maker.
So they're thinking all of this. So this man is good. And of course, he's backing it up with things that they seem like it's legit. So now they're like, oh my God, my boyfriend's in trouble. Mm-hmm. Let me try anything I can do to help him because he's going to give me the money on Monday, right?
Right, right.
Well, these women grew more and more in debt. And I don't even know, like at one point, he got a woman to take out $100,000 and was still asking her for more money. Different loans, 8, 9 different loans. This woman would just take out more
and
more.
She was doing it though, like, I'm saying, is it ever that good? Like, who does that?
No, I can't give over $2. Anyway, he was using money from, it was like a Ponzi scheme. So he was taking money from one girl and spending it on the other to get money out of her.
Made off of dating.
Bro, one of the girls he didn't even sleep with. She was just his friend. And she gave him hundreds of thousands. The first deposit, she was like, yeah, I just gave him my whole savings. I'm like, what is wrong with this woman? So anyway, he was finally caught up with. They all got into conjunction, jammed him up, and he was only sentenced to 15 months. And guess what? He did 5 months.
Because he got another woman to pay.
He got another woman to get him up out of there. So he ended up back on the streets and back on social media, being able to rip women off. He was back on Tinder up until a couple days ago when they finally decided to ban him. And now he has an Instagram account. He has a whole nother girlfriend. He's back rich because at one point he was like claiming he was poor, living in a hostel. And then he got back up and back on his feet. He's rich again. And now he's giving out relationship advice and financial advice on Instagram for a fee. And people are paying this. Can you believe this? Now, look at this. To top it all off, the women are still in debt. They started a GoFundMe the other day for $800,000. They done linked up and made a GoFundMe together trying to get some of this money back. And he's still out here dating, still wrecking lives. Have you ever come across, have you ever done a dating site?
No,
I didn't think
I've been with my husband now for almost 8 years. So when dating sites and stuff got super duper popular, I was already in a committed relationship. I actually had my friend the other day, like he's on Tinder, and I was like, how does that work? And right. So like, he was trying to like show me, I have trust issues. Consistency matters to me. So it's very difficult, I think, for me, if I was single, to date on an app, because it's all about the spontaneity. I don't want the spontaneity. I want you to be the same yesterday that you are today, and I need to see you tomorrow and next week, and I need to put them papers together and there do the math and make sure the math is still mathing and you remember July. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
I don't know. What about you? Like, have you ever done a dating site?
No, I feel like Instagram is a dating site. I know people don't think so, but I mean, as much people slide in your DMs or try to talk, or, you know, like, and I'm not saying that, there's been times where I've met someone in person and we've connected on Instagram. So like,
yeah,
still, you know what I mean? So I still consider it that. But me, as far as like a swipe left, swipe right, I don't even trust people in real life, let alone like on Instagram, for me to like do all that and put myself out there. I don't think I would ever do that, but I do. We know like Jennifer Williams from Basketball Wives. She had this happen to her where she was dating a guy, she met him, and he ended up swindling her and stole her Range Rover. It was a brand new Range Rover. Yeah, they were dating, boyfriend and girlfriend. She, you know, they were like planning on moving together, shopping for houses together. And I guess she went away and she ended up leaving him with her car. And then she couldn't get in contact with him again. And this is a dude that she was in love with.
I can't even get to that point, Lo, because the swipe left or swipe right means that you like what you see, right? So like you see a picture and it's like, ooh, the way they look, and then they little stats under them. Do I like it or not? The way that this Beijing hairline weaves, wigs, eyebrows, baby hair, you don't know who is real and who is not. And people can say anything about who they are just to get your attention. So I don't know about that, sis.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
All right, Eva, now let's talk about Cadillac's commitment to championing big dreams and ambitions.
Supporting diversity is a lifestyle. There is equity in that. There is justice in that. And when my girls open up a business, for example, you already know, L'Oreal, we support, right?
Of course we're going to support. Diversity is important to me, and I love to see women of color doing their thing. So do you. That's why we go so hard for our people.
Cadillac has always been about inclusion. Yes. In fact, they continue to drive engagement to minority-owned businesses as much as they can.
That's right, Misa Hilton. She's one of our favorite fashion boss chicks, and she is featured in Cadillac's Inventing Forever campaign. She's always so dope, so stylish, so fashionable. She's a bad girl.
She is a bad girl. The title of the campaign literally encompasses everything we know Misa to be, Inventing Forever. She has been a curator of everything style and fashion since yes. I can remember. She is still dropping amazing threads to this day. You can go over at Macy's, see her amazing collection there. Shout out to Misa for not stopping. That's that can't stop, won't stop spirit right there.
Uh-huh.
Cadillac empowers those who live life on their own terms. And Misa, oh, she's definitely that girl.
And in addition, Cadillac has been at the forefront of supporting small businesses such as the Lip Bar and Alice Al's Tea, just to name a few, you know, both women-led businesses.
Listen, the Lip Bar, let me just say, sis went to HBCU. She's a Black woman, and her products are amazing. These business owners are champions of big dreams and bold ambition.
Cadillac built a dedicated hub to showcase campaigns and stories at Cadillac.com/audacity.
That's right, L'Oreal. Now, you guys, do not forget, listen and heed L'Oreal's words. Head on over to Cadillac.com/audacity and sign up to stay informed about Cadillac's Equity Plus Justice commitment, along with Cadillac products, partnerships, and events. Let's slide into Kiara Sheard. She sends her guests, her friends, her people to a hotel room to keep them away from her man. So in a recent interview with Page Six, y'all know the gospel singer Kiara Sheard. That's Karen Sheard's daughter. Well, she says that when her girlfriends come in town to visit, she makes them stay at a hotel. They are not going to be there with her husband. They are not going to be tempted to have sex with him and he with them. I think it's kind of like, huh? But okay. She said, my mama has already told me, don't have too many people around your house. I don't care how good you are with them or good friends with them. You don't trust them or whatever it is. I am very mindful and careful. I would buy a friend a hotel room before I let them stay at my house because we as believers, we believe that what we have, we are supposed to share with others. But I'm not sharing my man. So do you agree with Kiara or do you think it's a little too much to send your friends away because you feel like you can't trust them?
I don't think... See, like in that case, if it's like she can't trust them, I just feel like if this is what she feels comfortable with, then that's fine. When I think of home, I think of family.
A place.
Yeah. When I think of home, I think of a place for this. Love overflowing. And if love is overflowing to my friends, then that ain't going to work. But some people are not necessarily your friends. Some people welcome the wrong people into their homes. If we're talking about friends that are like family to me and people that I really trust, I'm not talking about an associate. But sometimes the associate get wrapped up in the friend group. You get what I'm saying? So now that's when you're not really sure who you could trust. And you got to put your foot down and be like, well, nobody can't stay here. Now, me personally, I'm going to tell you like this. I don't like people in my space. Like, I'm like this. I'll have dinner. Everybody could come over for a cookout, all kind of stuff. But when the grill goes off and the last burger is bitten into, it's time to take your black ass wherever you came from. Home.
You ain't got to go home, but you got to get out of here.
You got to get the hell up out of here. Home, hotel, whatever the case. Ain't got to do with my man, my this, my that, my nothing. It got to do with me. Like, I like my own personal space.
You know, I'm so different.
I know you are.
You know me. And I don't know if it's the way I was raised. I was raised as in that family where my mama took in everybody. So at some point, all my cousins, my aunts, somebody lived with us at all the time. Like, it's what it is. I believe in who much is given, much will be required. Mm. I got a nice size house. I got, you know what I'm saying? So for me, I've never had a problem with someone in my shared space. Now, I don't want you in my bedroom. But besides
exactly, that's a problem too.
We're not doing the bedroom. We can't do that. But I have my homegirls, and my homegirls is fine. Like, my homegirls is L'Oreal's. You know what I'm saying? They like fine. They are more than welcome to come to my house because guess what? If my husband gonna cheat, he gonna cheat. period. It don't got nothing to do with them being at the house or not. And I think it puts a level of pressure on you and of your friends and creates a weirdness when it's like you can't trust these people at your home, because I'm gonna need you not to put me up in a hotel because you think I want your little stanky husband. I ain't even here for him, sis. I love you and I'm here in town for you.
Like, some I don't people, but that's how you are. But all people ain't good like that. Majority, like, I've met so many messed up people, bro. Like, I think it got to do with your experience and things you've been through. Because there's been people that I thought was my friends for 15 years, best friends, and then they be the most grimiest ones. So you got to also go off of you have good experiences with good people.
But see, but if the everybody don't. Think, but if they are like likely to sleep with your husband, then why are you kicking it with them after? I mean, period.
But sometimes you don't know that. You know what I mean? Like, I know that I done had things happen to me where I done found out to after. I done did something to a friend before, and I'm not even that kind of person. You get what I'm saying? It wasn't at the time, but I ended up, me and the guy ended up, like, it wasn't at the time she was dating him, but it was a guy that a friend of mine had dated before. And me and her wasn't cool anymore. And me and him have fell in love.
That's completely different.
But no, it's really not to some people, because in her eyes, I betrayed her because I was her friend. And she like, damn, was y'all always looking at each other? And I'm like, no, I wasn't even thinking about her, to be honest.
But to come to your house, like, when it comes to having people over to your home, that's already a sacred place. So at the point in which you got people over at your home and they're your friends, to me, I mean,
people grimy, y'all. I cheated on my boyfriend when I was younger with his friend that we used to be together with all the time. Like, I'm like, I'm gonna be honest because I'm always honest about whatever. And it's crazy because his friend, like, ended up, like, confessing his love to me. And the sicker part is the reason why. So me and
him some Cassie J-Lo stuff, though.
This is what I'm saying. Like, we were dating, me and the guy. Everything was fine in my mind, right? He seen that me and his friend had a connection. But we always, the three of us was always together. I promise you, at the time, I did not look at him like that. The dude kept bringing things up like, oh, I think y'all might got something going on. And I'm like, me and him? And for real, that's what made me start looking at him. Like, I promise you, I wasn't even looking at dude because I'm like, why would he think that him? And then I started to put two and two together like, oh, he like me. So he stopped talking to me for no, like on my birthday, just like cut me off, right? I didn't speak to him for like 2 months, but I still seen a friend. Because we lived around each other and we was friends too. Like, and then eventually me and him, we went out one time and we was hanging out like we always do. And we got so drunk and he ended up telling me like, I'm in love with you. I've been in love with you. He's been playing games. Look how he ain't call you all this time.
Oh, he threw him under the bus. He's the worst kind of friend.
And I kind of fell for it because also I'm drinking and I already cared about this person. Like, he was my friend too, you know? And then we ended up, whatever, hooking up. And then he like fell in love. Like, it was scary almost. Like, he was like, we're like Romeo and Juliet. Like, this is how. And I'm like, are we? Now, mind you, check this out. The dude came back. Almost like the second week, like he knew, like, he's like, listen, I was wrong. I don't know why I had in my mind that y'all two had something going on.
We're even, bro. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Be good.
And I promise you, that wasn't my intention.
This was a long time ago. This was when you were young, too.
Yeah,
right?
I was in college.
So I think that's another a thing to add on to this. It has to do with your age and your maturity. If you're just dating and you're kind of younger and you are easily aroused by like a guy's outfit and clothes and stuff like that, then no, I don't think you should be having other women up in your house with your man. But at the point in which you are married, adult, and you are literally only here for that one person romantically, I think you do yourself a disservice tiptoeing around worrying about what somebody is or is not doing. That will drive you absolutely crazy.
What about Cousin Faith?
Cousin Faith is going to have to get her face busted in because my cousins are fine. And when they come into town, they staying in one of the guest rooms. You can stay in the basement. You can stay in the guest
room. What about Ebony?
You mean a stripper?
They were both strippers.
You mean somebody that dances for money?
So you're judging now? Are you being the white woman on the plane?
What are we talking about here? Well, I'll let you know. You're listening to the Undressing Room podcast. It's presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at macy's.com/theundressingroom.
My man got to be able to walk around the house with his shirt off.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
If you know what I mean, because it's Black History Month, and we got to make sure we show love to all the iconic Black movies out there, and let's rank our favorite Black films of all time. This is going to be tough. Now, favorite comedies. What would you say your favorite Black comedy would be?
When it comes to TV show or movies, it's all movies, right?
These are movies.
So anything with Eddie Murphy, Harlem Nights, Life, anything with Eddie, Coming to America.
Yes.
One of my favorite movies of all time, as you can see, it's a lot of Spike Lee happening in here, is Crooklyn. I think Crooklyn is
not a comedy.
But it was like funny pieces in there, but no, it wasn't a complete comedy. What's your favorite?
I'm going to say Friday.
Yes!
Because, you know, especially the original. The original one is something about Pops. Like, I like Pops in everything from Boondocks to the Wayans Brothers to, you know, he's a soul we definitely going to miss. But I agree with you on the Life. Anything Martin. Out Big Mama's House.
Big Mama's House. Bad Boys.
Bad Boys. You know what I mean? Will Smith always got a chuckle in. How about biopics? Like Malcolm X.
Hands down. Malcolm X and Ray.
Ray. Bananas. Ali was good.
Yes.
I say the Five Heartbeats. That's one of my favorite movies.
That's so good.
Five Heartbeats, not a biopic. Because that's not a real, yeah, because then you got the temptation. What's Love Got to Do with It? Jackson 5, The American Dream.
Hands down.
Come on now. What about romantic comedies? Love Jones, I just watched on the plane from LA. They got it on the plane.
Love Jones, you could do Poetic Justice. Ooh. That has to get added into there.
Yeah.
You could do The Wood.
Love and Basketball.
Yes.
Playing for Love Your and Heart.
Basketball.
What about all women's films, like Waiting to Exhale? You can't tell me nothing about weight. I know every word.
Soul Food, Big Mama.
The Fruit Bowl, Tramp. Remember when he said that? Okay, best 90s, Juice.
Easy. Juice, Boys in the Hood.
New Jack City.
Yes.
I forgot comedies. How to Be a Menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. You can't forget the Wayans Brothers.
No, at all.
Then, how about a drama? Like Ease By You, I love. Shout out to our girl, Megan Good.
Yes, Journey Smollett.
Journey.
What's my girl? Debbie Morgan, Lynn Whitfield. Yes, they had all-star cast. You know my husband's favorite movie.
What is it?
It was Joe Clark over on Lean On Me.
Oh, yes. I love it. What about Soul Food? I mentioned that earlier.
Soul Food is one of my
with the soundtrack. You gotta go Boomerang with it.
You know what you can do too? Are like holiday movies because The Preacher's Wife.
Ooh.
Like one of the best movies ever. Dudley,
ever. He was fine. I was in love with the angel, too.
I love me some angel, too. I thought I was going to go to hell. I was like, look, girl, if you don't want them, I slam dunk
Color
tonight.
Purple, and they're doing a rendition of that, the musical, and they have all those amazing names tied to it. Taraji P. Henson. You have her. Yeah. We got Danielle Brooks. They got a bunch of
Danielle.
What's my guy's name from Euphoria? He plays Ali. I can't think of his name.
But he's going to be on the remake. I believe it comes out in December of next year. They've been working on it now. It's going to be
He's going to be Mesta. But anyway, so big shout out to
Avery P. and his Walter.
What do you think is a good film to remake?
No, oh,
I hate
no.
remakes. Yeah,
no,
me too.
I was gonna say, stop. Can we just deal with the fact that y'all don't need to remake our stuff? Okay,
I'm mad leave right now that they're doing Paid in Full too, and
no,
I like Paid in Full.
Don't ever do that money making Mitch in the building. No, listen, Paid in Full. Okay, so we got to go back down. Paid in Full, gangster movie, absolutely amazing. One of my favorites, and then another comedy that is amazing. Maybe it's just me, but anything Mike Epps does is hilarious. All About the Benjamins.
Oh, All About the Benjamins is funny. I'm gonna have to give American Gangster. We talked about biopic.
Yes,
I can. We can go on. Look, we got some great. Oh, Sister Act 2 gotta come up in there too, because I need
Act 1 and 2.
But when Lauryn Hill, Rita Louise Watson, come on. All right, now
we can go on and on. Obviously, we love being Black. We love Black History Month and celebrating all the amazing accomplishments and representations out there when it comes to TV and film. Y'all are golden.
So we're going to get into another movie, and that's my DMs, because these are always a movie. Okay, now I don't even think I need to do two this week, because this one alone is tea enough.
Oh, give me some tea. I got my
all right, y'all. I'm and this is just a couple weeks after Valentine's Day, so this is a little spicy. Hey, L'Oreal, sorry to bother you, but can I ask you a favor? Can you block my boyfriend at ... I went through his phone because I constantly see him liking all of your pics and commenting. Now, I went through his DMs and I see him telling you weekly how much he loves you. You never respond, and I never caught him cheating any other kind of way or anything. So I know maybe this is just innocent, but it's for my sanity. Thanks, girl, in advance. So
nope.
she just said that I'm going to delete him or block him.
Nope, nope, nope.
No?
This is just like that Kira shared sending people to a hotel. If your man is going to creep and mess around, you can hit every woman that you think you can visibly see that he's trying to holler at. He's still going to do it if that's what he wants to do.
That's true.
Period.
That's true.
Period.
So, I mean, just leave it?
How many times you responded?
I've never responded.
Exactly. So don't respond to her either, or him, or no one else. I'm sorry. It's not your fault that you're beautiful, and it's not your fault that this man keeps going into your DM. It is their issue, not yours.
But would you feel a little bit away about that? One, she shouldn't have been going through his stuff. Like, because if you look for something, you're going to find it. But two, it's like, let's be real. If it's like a favorite personality or favorite basketball player or favorite, to me, I think that is kind of innocent. I mean, even though with Instagram nowadays, you can reach back out and really get in contact
get
with these people. Yeah, you can get touched, you can get in touch and all that good stuff. But I feel like with this, it's like more of a fan situation. So it's like, if he's saying, I love you, that's just, he didn't say he wants to take me on a date.
He's a fan, and his girl has to get her life together, because we are hyper connected by the internet, which means you can talk to anybody anywhere and jump down any rabbit hole. So she has to work on her relationship with him and making clear her personal boundaries, not hitting you up. She's not in a relationship with you.
Yeah, I think she needs to let this go. It makes her look very insecure. I don't even remember ever seeing this guy's name, because usually I know the ones that
are... Because you got a million in there, Lo.
Yeah, but the ones that are crazy, the way she's trying to make her boyfriend seem, you know those ones. I ain't even never seen them.
Sis, I mean, I wonder how their Valentine's Day went.
Probably terrible if he went through her phone and seen this DM. I'm the real main chick now. Anyway,
baby.
I posted up a flyer for that trip that I have in DR that's coming up. Shout out my peoples out there.
I want to go.
Are you going to come?
When is it? Talk to me.
Okay, it's going to be Memorial Weekend. It's going down in DR. It's the Memorial Day getaway. So, you know, I'm going to be out there showing my ass, literally. But somebody reached out to me, and this guy kind of gives me the creeps. Now, this is a person that hits me multiple times a day. And I see his stuff, and I just never respond. And he said, yes, finally going to get a chance to see you. My flight is booked.
That's a fan. He's a fan. You're a beautiful woman.
No, it's like, I don't even think it's that. I think it's the ones before that that kind of give me the, like, he talks to me like I'm really his girlfriend.
No, he talks to you like there's really hope. And, you know, you got to have some hope on the tightrope sometimes. Don't kill that man's, you know, his joy. Sometimes that's all you have to get through the day is a little bit of hope. This man has gone on, followed everything you've done. The first opportunity he had to spend money to come and just be in your presence, he did so and wanted you to know.
I love people that support me. Just don't be weird. Like, when you come, we're going to take a picture and you're going to go have your drink with your friends.
Weird is subjective, though. I mean, I'm just saying.
Nah, I know people that come and just stare and position themselves to be everywhere you are at the You know them people I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
The ones you need the security for.
Yes, I know them.
Just be clear. Security will be there. So I just want to make this very clear. When we're talking about right here on the Undressing Room podcast, don't try no funny stuff. We could be friends from a distance.
From afar.
You could take a picture and that's it. Thank you for coming. We might could take a shot. That's it.
Well, yeah, we're going to definitely take a shot. And the waiter's going to bring you yours over there.
But don't
now,
shoot your shot.
Speaking of like weird and uncomfortable, this post right here for the final question that happens on Facebook has me itching.
This
post went viral. It says, I met a woman that I really liked who is a single mother. She was willing to partner with me to help me raise her child and buy property out here in the DMV, but only under one condition.
Okay.
The condition is that I can have a baby with another woman because I want the mother of my child to be our first child. Now, the woman denied me because she felt that she deserved to have not only an exclusive committed relationship, but more children with another man. This is more qualified than her children's father. Oh, okay. For example, the man she wants to have more children with is him. Now,
she wants to have more children with her baby father, and he wants to have children with a woman that don't have kids.
No, she wants to have more children with another man that's more qualified to be a child's father, her baby's father.
I was about to say.
So she want to have kids with him, but he doesn't want to have kids with her because he wants his first child to be with someone that has no children. So his proposition is like, look, sis, we can be together. I'ma still financially support you and help you raise your child. But let me go about here and have another baby with another woman so it could be both of our first.
But how he don't know that he not going to fall in love with that other woman and that other woman don't want somebody that's all over the place. And who the hell is he? This is weird as hell. I feel, don't get it twisted. I feel him on the first time thing because I had an issue with that before. With a guy, my ex that I was with for the longest, he has 3 kids. And I'm like, I kind of want to have that and share that experience of like the first time with a person that's experiencing the same thing. Cause I feel like that's a different bonding moment. Like you didn't have this before. Like you felt this with mad different people. It went him as far as with him.
Well, he had, with all the mamas was different.
Yeah, it was all different moms. So I'm like, you felt this 3 times.
For me, as a mother who had a daughter before I married my husband and had our other 2 children, it's different. I'm going to tell you that my experience carrying Marley and having her was absolutely different than it was with my husband and our 2 other children. And I don't feel like my husband lost any first timeness of what it all was supposed to be, because me having Mikey, that was his first child, and it was that experience will not be changed, even if Marley was not here. Like, it was what it was, despite anything. The question is, was it really wild for that man to ask this question of this woman? Is this any different than if I was a single father, if he was a single father with a baby mama? Like, How does that work? Like, if he was a dad and had a daughter and he was raising his kid, and now this girl comes along who has no children, it's like, yes, I would definitely be there and be a stepmom, but I want to go have a baby with another man first so that he could be my first.
I mean, of course the guy is not never going to accept that. And, you know, I've asked guys certain things as far as, like, not this particularly, but, like, a guy's excuse will always be, well, the woman carries the baby. So whenever it comes to cheating or whatever the case, why they can't forgive the woman having the baby is because she actually carries the baby and the man doesn't. He can move around without that child. You got to see the belly. You got to this. You got to that. So I do think in a sense, when a guy says that, I think that may be a little bit more understandable because your body's going to change. Things are going to change. That man's body ain't going to change. So
yes, it
I
is.
Mean,
if he really with that woman and they really pregnant together, my weight becomes your weight. My husband gained weight every time we got baby.
He just wants to be able to experience having a baby. That's the crazy thing. He says he's with you, but I'm not agreeing. I think I would be like, get out of my damn face immediately.
But I mean, so what does that mean? Like, okay, so while you and your daughter are here having dinner, my pregnant friend, either she's going to be pregnant over there by herself, or I'll be right back. Let me go over here and give her a foot rub and some food because she's 7 months pregnant. Like, how does that work?
I think anyone that would do this, and I'm not trying to shame you, but you would be a damn fool because there is no way that I would be okay. To me, that's just a polygamous relationship right there, because
that's polyamory at its finest.
Exactly. You're just going into a whole nother relationship. I wouldn't be okay with that. I'm not okay with sharing a man, and it definitely wouldn't be a man saying to me, you're not good enough to have my child because you already have one. So I'm gonna have this other chick get involved in our relationship and ruin everything, because you're ruining everything by bringing somebody else into the relationship off rip to me.
You know that saying that we make plans and God laughs? This is one of those. He planned and romanticized the idea of what it would be like to have a child and what that life would be like. Then he fell for this woman. Obviously, there has to be love there for him to buy property, for him to help her raise her child, and for him to be there for her mentally and emotionally. So whatever your old plan was, bruh, it's done.
It's not enough love. It's not enough love there if you're doing all that and you're still thinking about the next woman and how you can start a family with someone else. I can't understand how you think you can do that and that would make sense. And then you're going to punish the child by letting them be over there with a whole another woman while you're in love and have a family over here. You're raising somebody else's child. You have a whole another woman. Eventually, one of these houses are going to fall, right? It's not going to. And you're putting another house in jeopardy for no reason. If you feel that way, go find you a woman with no kids. Whether you're going to never find that or you will, you're not going to be trying to ruin two different households. And that's what you're doing with that.
But see, that's the one thing I think, like, about the whole you make a plan and God laughs. Because I get it. You have this idea of what you want things to be. And then there's a thing called life and what things are. So,
and that'll smack you in the face.
Right. You might have wanted to be this age and have this by this time and then have traveled here and have accomplished that. And with all that you set out to do, God puts things in your life that are way better than what you planned for anyway. So
didn't we both do that? Haven't you said numerous things you were going to do at a certain age? And like when you got to that age, it came and went and none of that stuff happened. Or maybe it happens, but later on, like whatever the case, you just have to let it be in God's time.
Drops mic.
All right, now.
Well, if you didn't know, you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast. And that was our final question. Now, if you would like to be featured and have us undress your final question, then go ahead and follow us on Instagram at the Undressing Room podcast and DM us like they do in L'Oreal's DM. And boom, that's your chance to be featured.
And slide in my DM too, because I need some more juicy ones starring L'Oreal, L-O-R-E-L. I didn't put any pictures up this week, so
give the people what they want, Lo.
I'm gonna put some pictures up.
I haven't been on your Instagram this week because I ain't seen no pictures.
Yeah, the homegirls this week, they don't know how to take good pictures. They too busy worrying about themselves. So we gotta get if you didn't know, you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Log on to the UndressingRoomPod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page and for that chance for you to win that $1,000 for our anniversary giveaway. You already know.
Get that money, Macy's money.
Yeah, and we're going to get up out of here.
Ta-ta for now.
Bye.
The Undressing Room podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production, hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcil and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Kolb-Tyner. Associated producer Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Stiers, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.